Lesson 2.2 Mini Story 2.2 New Method Hi, how are you feeling today? How's your mood? I hope that you're feeling wonderful. So we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please do not sit still. Okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. A 20-year-old girl named Josephine is from England. She's a tall, thin girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She has fair complexion. Is there an old woman? No, there is not an old woman. Is there a widow? No, there is not a widow too. Is there a young girl? Yes, there is a young girl. Is her name Anne? No, her name is not Anne. What is her name? Her name is Josephine. Josefina? No, not Josefina. It's J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. Josephine. Is she American? No, she's not American. Is she English? Yes, she is English. Is she fat and short? No, she's not fat and short. Is she tall and thin? Yes, she is tall and thin. Is she brunette? No, she's not brunette. Is she blonde? Yes, she is blonde. Oh, nice. Are her eyes blue? Yes, her eyes are blue. Wow. Does she have a fair complexion? Yes, she has a fair complexion. She's a teacher. She is an English teacher. She works at school. She's fond of her profession. So, is she a model? No, she's not a model. Is she an actress? No, she's not an actress too. Oh, in that case, what is her profession? She's a teacher. Is she a math teacher? No, she's not a math teacher. Is she an art teacher? No, she's not an art teacher too. Okay, what is her job? She's an English teacher. Does she work at a university? No, she doesn't work at a university. Does she work at a school? Yes, she works at a school. Does she like her job? Yes, she is fond of her profession. She's fed up with the school methods, and she decides to leave the school and go to foreign countries. Does she like teaching methods? No, she doesn't like teaching methods. Are they boring? Yes, they are boring. Why does she not leave the school? Why not? She leaves the school. Does she change her profession? No, she doesn't change her profession. So, what does she plan? Well, she leaves the school and goes to foreign countries. She wants to teach English in non-English speaking countries. She goes to Russia. So, where does she go? She goes to Russia. Why does she go to Russia? Because she wants to teach English in non-English speaking countries. She's a professional teacher. Her knowledge is also perfect. She's a native speaker. Therefore, she speaks English fluently. Is she an average teacher? No, she's a professional teacher. If so, her knowledge is also good, right? Yes, her knowledge is also perfect. Is she able to speak fluently? Yes, she speaks fluently. How? Because she is a native speaker. But she has a problem. Her problem is that she has no experience to teach English to foreign students, whose language is not English. Does she have a problem?
Yes, she has a problem.
What kind of a problem?
Her problem is that she has no experience to teach English to foreign students.
Why is she not able to teach foreign students?
Because she lived and worked only in an English-speaking country.
Then she goes to Uzbekistan. In Uzbekistan, she looks for new teaching methods. She goes to secondary schools, universities, and language centers.
So, what does she do then?
Then she goes to Uzbekistan.
Why does she go to Uzbekistan?
Because she looks for the new teaching methods in teaching English to foreign students.
Where does she go in Uzbekistan?
She goes to various schools, universities, and language centers.
But she can't find a useful method. So she decides to get back to England.
Can she find a useful method?
No, unfortunately she can't find a useful method.
What does she do then?
Does she go to China?
No, she doesn't go to China.
She decides to get back to England.
She puts all her things in her bag. On the way to the airport, she gets into the traffic jam. She gets off the car and searches another way to the airport.
Does she get back to England?
No, unfortunately, on the way to the airport, she gets into the traffic jam. Suddenly, she meets a nice guy, and she says that she lost her way. The boy helps her. On the way, Josephine tells her issue to that boy.
Does somebody help her?
Yes. When she gets off the car, she meets a nice guy.
Does an old man help her?
No, a nice guy helps her.
Does she share her problem with that boy?
Yes. She tells her issue and purpose of coming to Uzbekistan. Fortunately, the boy is owner of the company named Good Club, Innovational School of Languages.
Does that boy understand her?
Yes, he understands her.
How can he feel her problem?
Because he's a teacher too. He's the owner of the company named Good Club, Innovational School of Languages. He invites her to his innovational school. She is informed the new method by Good Club's teachers.
How does it help her?
Well, he invites her to this innovational school.
Does that boy have a special teaching method?
Yes, he has a special teaching method.
Does he explain to her?
No, he doesn't explain it. She's explained by Good Club's teachers. She likes that method and she finds it very useful. Having learned new method, she can learn to speak Russian also.
Does she like that method?
Yes, she finds it very useful.
Does she want to use this method?
Yes, she wants to use this method. Lesson 2.2. POV 2.2. New method. Welcome to the POV lesson. In a POV lesson, I think you know what I want you to do. So stand up and pull your shoulders back. Put your chin up and eyes up. Move your body. I'm moving right now and you can do it with me. Have a huge smile on your face. After that, breathe deeply. After some time, you are going to feel wonderful. After 4 or 5 minutes. If you are feeling wonderful, if you are in the peak of emotional state, and if you are ready, we can start the POV lesson. In POV lessons, you are going to listen to the same story from different points of views. Let's start. A 20-year-old girl named Josephine was from England. She was a tall, thin girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She had a fair complexion. She was a teacher. She worked at a school. She was fond of her profession. She was fed up with the school methods, and she decided to leave the school and go to foreign countries. She wanted to teach English in non-English-speaking countries. She went to Russia. She was a professional teacher.
Her knowledge was also perfect. She was a native speaker. Therefore, she spoke English fluently. But she had a problem. Her problem was that she had no experience to teach English to foreign students whose language was not English. Then she went to Uzbekistan. In Uzbekistan, she looked for a new teaching method. She went to different secondary schools, universities, and language centers, but she couldn't find a noteful method. So she decided to get back to England. She put all her things in her bag. On the way to the airport, she got into a traffic jam. She got off the car and searched another way to the airport. Suddenly, she met a nice guy. She said that she lost her way. Josephine told her issue to that boy. Fortunately, the boy was the owner of the company named Good Club Innovational School of Languages. He invited her to his innovational school. She was informed the new method by Good Club's teachers. She liked that method and she found it very useful. Having learned the new method, she could learn to speak Russian also. So you just listened to the story in the past form. Now let's turn to the present. A 20-year-old girl named Josephine is from England. She's a tall, thin girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She has a fair complexion. She is a teacher. She works at a school. She's fond of her profession. She's fed up with school methods and she decides to leave the school and go to foreign countries. She wants to teach English in non-English speaking countries. She goes to Russia. She is a professional teacher. Her knowledge is also perfect. She's a native speaker, therefore she speaks English fluently. But she has a problem. Her problem is that she has no experience to teach English to foreign students whose language is not English. Then, she goes to Uzbekistan. In Uzbekistan, she looks for a new teaching method. She goes to different secondary schools, universities, and language centers, but she cannot find the noteful method. So she decides to get back to England. She puts all her things in her bag. On the way to the airport, she gets into a traffic jam. She gets off the car and searches another way to the airport. Suddenly, she meets a nice guy. She says that she loses her way. Josephine tells her issue to that boy. Fortunately, the boy is the owner of the company named Good Club Innovational School of Languages. He invites her into his innovational school. He's informed the new method by Good Club's teachers. She likes that method and she finds it very useful. Having learned the new method, she can learn to speak Russian also. We just listened to the story in the present, and now we will listen to the story in the future. We are going to imagine this story will happen sometime in the future. A 20-year-old girl named Josephine will be from England. She will be a tall, thin girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She will have a fair complexion. She will be a teacher. She will work at a school. She will be fond of her profession. She will be fed up with the school methods and she will decide to leave the school and go to foreign countries. She will want to teach English in non-English speaking countries. She will go to Russia. She will be a professional teacher. Her knowledge will be also perfect. She will be a native speaker, therefore she will speak English fluently. But she will have a problem. Her problem will be that she will have no experience of teaching English to foreign students whose language will not be English. Then, she will go to Uzbekistan. In Uzbekistan, she will look for a new teaching method. She will go to different secondary schools, universities, and language centers, but she cannot find the noteful method. So, she will decide to get back to England. She will put all her things in her bag. On the way to the airport, she will get into a traffic jam. She will get off the car and will search another way to the airport. Suddenly, she will meet a nice guy. She will say that she lost her way. Josephine will tell her issue to that boy. Fortunately, the boy will be the owner of the company named Good Club Innovational School of Languages. He will invite her to his innovational school. She will be informed the new method by Good Club's teachers. She will like that method and she will find it very useful. Having learned the new method, she could learn to speak Russian also.